We had begun previously Siman Reish Lamed Hey, the halachos is Man Kriyashma Shel Arvis, and we had spoken that even if the Tzibur needs to daven after Shkia but before Tzeis, nevertheless one needs to repeat Kriyashma. What does one need to repeat? So Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph says Uki Shiagiyas Man Kore says V'dai Shikra Shtei Parshiyos Harishonos. It will be enough to read Shema and Vahayim Shemaya. Kivan Shiskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bebeis HaKnesses. Because he already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim Bebeis HaKnesses. In other words, we're talking about someone who davened right after Shkia. So he mentioned it after Shkia. D'nihid l'inyin kriya Shema lo yatsa. B'zeh hazman mishum dakat l'avzman shchivahu. So let's get to the source. Why is it that we have to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim? Because the Pasuk says that you're supposed to read it b'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. So if it's b'shach b'cha uv'kumecha, so then b'shach b'cha, the earliest time would be Tzeis HaKochavim. I would love to remind my teenage kids that time to go to sleep is Tzeis HaKochavim. And Baruch Hashem, my wife and I think I mentioned that we have reached the darga that we're going to sleep before the children. Baruch Hashem. Sometimes we're waking up before the children have gone to sleep. So, Baruch Hashem, Mishum Da'akati Lav Zman Shchivahu. So there's that, it's not, and they're great kids, but that's the teenager. Mishum Da'akati Lav Zman Shchivahu. So that's in regards to what? That's in regards to Kriyashma, but Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to do at night and at day. But doesn't have the requirement of Shchiva, continues the Mishnah Berurah, L'ni Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shal M'chuyavim L'haskir V'layla Yotze B'zeh Hazman. So then you would only need to repeat two parashiyos. The Minhag Olam is not this way. The Minhag Olam, if I'm not mistaken, is to repeat all three parashiyos, if you said Kriyashma before Tzeis, and that's based on the Shagasari that concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah was quoting the Magen Avraham. He then says, "Avu Shagasari Herech Umasik Direi Shemayim Yeshal Izar Likros Kol Hashalosh Parashiyos of Kriyashma Achar Tzeis Hakochavim." That should be done after Tzeis Hakochavim. So what's the Svara? Very good. What's the Svara? The Shagis Aryeh also is of the opinion that you need to do Yitzias Mitzrayim also Balayla. It's not only by Shkia. He was of the opinion that not only does Kriyashma as Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemaim need to be done by Zman Shchiva, but since it was instituted, the third parsha was instituted along with the other two, so then one should also do Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim after Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, what about Kavana? Weeks and weeks ago, if not months, probably months ago, we spoke about whether one needs to be Mechavim. Many people are not aware. Some of you might not have done Ma'ariv yet tonight. So people are Mechavim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's one mitzvah d'oraisa. B'shach b'chov kumecha. But then there's another mitzvah d'oraisa. And that is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, how many of us are really Mechavim in every posuk that we say in Kriya Shema? So here, there's a big deal in the poskim of whether one is Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balailo Baboker, if you just say the pasuk without being mechaving. So the Dirshu here quotes that the Chai Adam says that as long as you're doing Kesedra Tfila, so then that's only Kavani that's necessary. Bidyev, l'chatchil, of course you should be actively mechaving. The Chai Hadam holds that you need to, that you're being mechaving to the appropriate kavanas of tefillah, and the meila, in other words, an implicit kavana is going to be enough, argues the Chai Hadam. However, just a second. However, there are some who point out that even though the Chai Hadam said this, and we discussed this previously, I'm not going to repeat all the different shittas we discussed, but there, even if the Chai Adam is right, against those who disagree that we discussed previously, but that only is if you're davening, right? But if you're repeating Kriya Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim, particularly according to the Shagas Aryeh, who says that you're not Yotze, even Ani Hashem Elokeichem, so then you would need to actively be Mechavi. Yeah.
Which kavanah are we talking about here? The kavanah of the mitzvah?
Of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. To be mechaving, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeis Yaschem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what we're referring to.
You're saying the words themselves is not enough?
That's right. That's right. We've discussed previously, and again, this comes up, that one should lechatchila be mechaving to zechiras yitzias, trying to be mechaving to the...
To fulfill that mitzvah.
Absolutely. And even more specifically, the kavana is to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim.
That's the mila. If a person has understanding what he's
many
saying,
people just say the words. That they're not mechaving to words that they say. They think that they're saying Kriyashma, and they read the words.
So
people who are Mavir Sedra, who read the words, weren't necessarily think about what the words said. Says the Rama, Umiyu lo yachzor yispal b'laach b'shatzi makdim in harbe l'fnei alayla, elonkein hu ragil b'shar prishas v'chassidus, v'oz lo mechzikur mashi yachzor yispal. So we mentioned this position of the Rama, that there are some who would even repeat entirely Shmona Esrei, Shmon Esrei again, and all of Myriv if they davened early. So we don't do that. And here the Mishnah Brura concludes that in general one should try to daven after Tzeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. daven after Tzeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he says that it would be acceptable to daven with the Tzibur after Shkian, to be careful to repeat Kriyashma after Tzeis. Finally, the Mishnah Brura does mention what I had mentioned to you previously. That's what we call the Minig Vasikin. It's in the end of Sivkat and Yud Beis. That the Mishnah Brura himself, I had forgotten this, that the Mishnah Brura himself mentions what I referred to as a rush, a Minig Vasikin, for those who don't daven the Birchas Kriyashma and Tzeis Shmona Esrei. There's a discussion what the Chafetz Chaim himself said. As I mentioned to you, the Minig Olam, they quote from the Be'er Halacha, is that on Shabbos a person davens with the tzibur everything. I mentioned to you there were some Marabim that don't. I, Bli Neder, don't. But I don't encourage the Hamon Am to follow this. Interestingly, Dirshu did quote, I didn't know this last time we discussed this, is they quote that they say that the Chafetz Chaim's son reported that the Chafetz Chaim also did like this Minig Vasikin as well. So it's an old tradition where the Rav tells everybody to daven Ma'ariv and say Kriyashma, and the Rav himself might himself not do it, and there's room for such hanhaga at times. Siv Beis, page 298. Also, lahaskal lecho chotzi shah samach lizman kriyashma shal arvis. It's prohibited to eat. Now here, fresh in our minds is still from Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, Ta'alachos HaMincha. And we saw that there's a machlokes rishonim about what you're allowed to eat before mincha and what you're not allowed to eat. And we paskin like the lenient opinion, the Rama, who says the only thing that's also is a suda gedola. And some say even it only begins from mincha ktana and not from mincha gedola. However, Ma'ariv is more stringent. This is something Rav Nevinzal Shlita emphasized to me when I was zocha to learn this from him. The Dirshu makes the same point as well. And that is, if you take a look in Sifkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Brura says as follows. As far as the prohibition, V'atam shema yimashech besudaso, upam yishtaka al yidei ze gam b'sheina, v'yishkach lekros krishma, v'afilu lechol kima asur. And even to eat a little bit is going to be asur. So the Dirshu Mishnah Brura points out that a Suda Ketana in the name of Rav Neuvert, it's interesting, I don't give it as a source from Shira Shabbos Kilchasa, this I heard also from Rav Nevinzal, it's just doing the math, that we said that a Suda Ketana is going to be mutter, here Lechol Kima is going to be prohibited. The Poskim do say that Peros is going to be mutter, that's what the Mishnah Brura goes on to say, Mekomokim Tima Ba'alma Mini Peros Afil Pas B'Kabetz Ashari, but Lechol Kima would mean, it's a little bit, it doesn't mean literally lechol kima. You're allowed to have a cookie, you're allowed to have a little bit of fruits, but any type of meal, even if it qualifies as suda ketana, is going to be prohibited. Now the truth is, this comes up left and right. How many of us, the way it works generally is, if we sit and eat with our young children, so we eat at 7:30, my children are already older, as I mentioned before. But, some Baruch Hashem, I learned Zocha to learn with people who have still a house full of beautiful noise. So sometimes you're eating with the kids at 5 o'clock. And it could be already that it's after Shkia. It's going to be a while before. So the question is what's the heter for Suda Ketana? So it's actually difficult. It's actually difficult. I think, I hope I'm quoting right, I think they say from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Simon, that Rebbe Chaver, I think they say that he's quite makbid on him, really, you read Shulchan Aruch, there's really no heter to eat supper before Ma'ariv. That's the bottom line. But there's really no heter to eat. So what do you and I rely on? What do we rely on? So here, there's Rav Neman Sal Shlita develops this in Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. The Dirshu also mentions this in Ha'ara 33. Is really lechatchila there needs to be some type of shomer. So the classic shomer bizman hazeh is this thing. So these things have these phones have advantages to them as well. It doesn't have to be a phone though, an alarm clock and so on. That would be
note on the door.
Or note. No, because a note on the door might not be as good. A note. I might not go to the door. I might eat. I might fall asleep, and that's it. Or maybe a bedroom door, but it has to be a door that you know you're going to pass. I don't know if I'm about to say kfira or something, but you know somebody might eat supper and then go watch the baseball game, and if it's a good 16 inning game, so then he'll entirely forget Astros Mets 1986. So then in such a case, then he might forget, and so that's a shaila. So therefore the best suggestion is that to have some type of alarm to remind oneself. One's wife could possibly serve as a shomer as well. That's a little bit complicated because there are many, many halachas I can't get involved now. The Dirshu begins to discuss that the shomer themselves has to be watched. In other words, the only way, if the shomer has the same problem as the one who he's guarding, so to put it in other terms, then what, your wife's not going to eat supper? So, you know, the whole point is that whatever's going to distract you will distract her as well. So that is a real issue. So that's why two things. First of all, if one could daven beforehand, then that would be lechatchila. There's some poskim who say maybe we'll discuss more details in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. Some poskim discuss if there's a minyan kavua, then in such case, maybe that is going to be acceptable. So that's brought up in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll discuss Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. And I'll just conclude, since you mentioned the note, that Dirshu does quote, to put a note in front of you, the quote from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Shalonech Shep Kishomer. And that's what Nissen Karelitz said. And the Be'er Halacha also does say that it works in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, he says that if you put a petek to remind you not to move the candle, because in the time of Gemara, we're choshe shemayate. So Be'er Halacha says that could be that petek today is going to work. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita still machmir for that halacha to this day. On Shabbos, he appoints a shomer to make sure that he doesn't bend the candle. One time they say that he went over to a candle and he made a move as if he was about to be mata the ner. So the shomer jumped up. He said, good, I was testing it. That's the story I say. We have to continue with more of these halachas.
Someone also to Neres Hanukkah.